see the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night.
Pensacola Youth Council is getting started. This is something we've been wanting to do for quite a while. It's a League of Cities sponsored thing that allows students, high school students interested in becoming involved in their community, learning about the inner workings of local government, and sharpening their leadership skills. We are working with the City of Gulf Breeze and the City of Milton to be considered for the Youth Council. Students must meet the following requirements: be a City of Pensacola resident, be in 11th or 12th grade during this academic year, and submit the completed application by Friday, March 12th at 4 p.m.
So that was Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson yesterday during our press conference talking about the Youth Council that's being put together in coordination with the City of Gulf Breeze, City of Milton, and the City of Pensacola. It's a project that we've talked about several different times with Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, happy rain day.
Why, thank you. Gosh, I feel like we were just here yesterday.
Exactly right. Hey, before we do anything else, I want to make sure that I say this. The audit that was ongoing for 28 months wrapped up last fall. You were in Tallahassee. You presented some stuff to the auditing committee. We had reported on it, and we reported inaccurately. Part of the newscast reported that there was allegations of impropriety and even corruption. That is not accurate. That is not true. And I wanted to take a moment just on behalf of the station to apologize to you for that. If anybody heard that report, those elements were not accurate. And I just wanted to say that to you before we did anything else.
Andrew, I really appreciate that. That does really mean a lot. And I will let you know that it is times like that where you're grateful for the reputation of the city and the people who do know the facts. Senator Broxton was wonderful, jumped right on the phone, and some other people did, and your news radio was very quick to remedy that. So we haven't heard, you know, anything about it since. I think that the truth did get out there, and I appreciate that. But I will tell you, for a quick moment, it was a bit of a heart attack. It was a bit surreal, but I just appreciate everybody being so quickly responsive.
Yeah, well, that's just our job. So, thank you for being gracious about that. But I did want to give you just a second before we talk about the Youth Council on last night's meeting. This was a really interesting review, and from my take, the basic summary of it all was the things that, you know, you're working on basically everything that they addressed, you know, and there were a couple of things where you kind of disputed some of their concerns, I thought reasonably. But in the end, this is how you grow from being, you know, the city that Gulf Breeze was to being the city that Gulf Breeze is trying to be, right?
Right. And so, you know, I'm a bit of a bird on a wire in this situation. So I can look back philosophically. The audit focused on 2012 and the period of time when the city purchased a golf course outside of our city limits. And so the surprise that came out of the operations report is that the group of state auditors, and we had between, you know, five and eight most of the time throughout that 28-month period, reviewing all aspects of city operations, that audit said that the city never should have purchased the golf course, and that if there had been better analysis done, that it's evident that the city wouldn't have purchased the property because golf has never been profitable. That was the evidence that they used. That, well, if you had done better analysis, that was a poor business decision that would not have otherwise been made. And so at present day, the recommendation is that the city should never have sold land below appraised value to the school or for, you know, primarily a stormwater system. The city, in fact, should be selling the property at highest and best use, which is high-density residential, because that is what's in best interest of the ratepayer. So Mayor Fitch felt it was, you know, very important that we go to Tallahassee and explain that Gulf Breeze has the only citizen advisory utility board that represents primarily our non-city ratepayers.
Right.
And that advisory board makes recommendations to the council, and the council has to weigh what is in the best interest of all concerned. And so we knew during the Great Depression that golf was not going to make a profit.
Right.
The analysis was done on the front end, but the reason why we did that is because there are 15 homeowners associations along 344 acres that would be facing, you know, derelict property that had been damaged from Hurricane Ivan, and property values would have further plummeted. And so we saw a win-win because the city obviously uses the golf course for reclaimed water for all of our ratepayers across 30 square miles. And we have proudly reinvested and revitalized that property. We actually sold that property last Friday, Andrew. So that was another irony of this whole thing.
Take a second. No. No, don't let that go so quickly. People might not have heard what you just said. Say it. Like, this is your sound clip moment, Sam. Say it.
The city sold a revitalized golf course last Friday. The clubhouse was sold to Scott Zepp, owner of so many different successful franchises, including World of Beer. And he purchased the clubhouse and two holes of the former West Course. The rest of the West Course was sold to our school and is used as green space, as parks for those residents. The East Course, fully revitalized, was in the black last year, continues to have more rounds of golf this year than what was projected, and was zoned to Capstone Golf in partnership with Scott Zepp. So what we went to Tallahassee to talk about was a story of a purchase, rehab, and resell in best interest of our larger community. It wasn't a profit-driven decision, but we think that history will tell that story very well. And as we shared with the committee, we are proud of the story of Tiger Point.
Right, and then taken in isolation as if it were some kind of an industry or an endeavor, an enterprise, sure. But taken in the totality of circumstances, including the spray field, the alternate water processing site, and everything else, that's where you start to get the perspective. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, we only have a minute or two left, but there are at least two things I wanted to make sure to get to. Number one is, are you finally out of the Inverarity Island water business? Are you finally divorced from Escambia County on this issue?
Well, yes. I tell you what, it was quite the week, to go to Tallahassee and talk about the $48 million that we saved ratepayers by not having to build a second treatment plant, and then come back and be talking with ECUA about the fact that they have now successfully tied on their sewer customers in Inverarity Island, which we have been providing water and sewer service to those residents since 2014, just to help out another unfortunate casualty from the Great Recession. And we stepped in there because we had service in the area. And so Escambia gave them time to find some grants and find money that helps, keep the costs as low as possible. And so that Inverarity Island is now fully back with ECUA. And that was the closing of another history book from the recession and another community win-win. So that's right. Yeah. We closed the books on both of those, Andrew.
Very good. I know it's just like cleaning up all the old business in the last little bit of time. And that one for certainly has been a Russian novel and unfortunately probably still will be for a lot of reasons. But it's not your Russian novel anymore. Hey, last thing I wanted to give you at least one minute just to talk about. You got the community survey results back. Highlights for our listeners?
Yes. So bottom line is that this is a survey that is the National Community Survey, where there are benchmark questions that compare your community to communities across the country. And the city decided to make sure that bar was high. So we did not compare ourselves with other coastal communities or communities of similar size, but all cities across the nation. The city scored higher than the national average in every quality of life category in the survey, including Gulf Breeze was ranked number one in quality of life as a place to live and raise children and retire, number one in sense of community, number three overall quality of life, number seven in likelihood to remain in Gulf Breeze for the next 5 years. And overall image and reputation of Gulf Breeze was also very high. There were over a dozen categories where Gulf Breeze ranked higher than the national average. And so because of that, Gulf Breeze is eligible for a national award. You know, what makes us so proud, what really humbled me in these results, Andrew, is that this is a survey which we had planned as part of our strategic planning. And we decided to go forward with it, even though it was just over a month since Hurricane Sally. Mm-hmm. We felt strongly that the results would probably be poor, frustrations and fear, of course, with the bridge also out. But it's important to measure both in good times and in bad. So to get the results back and to see that residents ranked highly our emergency preparedness, our police services and crime prevention and our sense of community, it really humbled our city employees, our city management. And what I really love is, and what I really appreciated so deeply last night, is that we have a city council of individuals who own businesses and manage businesses, and they are business-minded. And so what they said is, you know, in a situation such as, you know, when you get these kinds of results, you might have a human tendency to focus on those things where we could do a little better.
Right.
Unsurprisingly, our residents said that, you know, they are concerned about growth management and economic development. But what our councilman said, and specifically Councilman Torgerson said, we must focus on what we do well and make sure that we do even better. And that's a business-minded corporate approach of, we understand what our brand is and we're now going to double down. So
I love it.
I'm proud to get those results back, and you'll see that as we move forward with our strategic plan.
Oh, it's fantastic news. It really is. Well, Sam Abel, she's the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, it's always a pleasure. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much for the time this morning.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.